It's Monday, Memorial Day. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a look at your sports. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. It's the Vikes versus the Tigers for a trip to state. A&M Consolidated Tigers and the Bryan Vikings will start a best-of-three series for the Class 5A Region 2 title on Wednesday night at 7:30 in Mumford. Both teams won regional semifinal series over the weekend, Bryan beating Round Rock McNeil and Consol taking out Tomball. Game 2, and if needed, Game 3 will be played Thursday beginning at 5:30 at Fireman's Park in Brenham. The winner between Bryan, who's 29-7, and Consol, who's 26-11, will head to the Class 5A UIL State Baseball Tournament in Austin. Well, Texas A&M will find out today at 11 o'clock who's coming to Olsen Field at Bluebell Park for the NCAA Regional. Yesterday, as expected, the Aggies were named as one of the 16 host spots for the NCAA Regional. And again, today at 11, they'll announce the field for the tournament, including the three teams that the Aggies will host. It is the 28th time the Aggies have made the NCAA tournament and the sixth year in a row, and this is the ninth time that they have hosted. Now, there was disappointment on Friday after the Aggies lost, went 1-2 at Bricktown in the Big 12 tournament. But as Coach Rob Childress says, the goal is still there. That's Omaha.
Well, it's not like it hadn't happened before. I mean, throughout the course of the year, how you handle failures ultimately going to determine your success. And, you know, we've been through it before. I mean, it's not something new to us. And, you know, we did a great job of it in the middle of the year. We're going to do a great job of it this weekend, you know, coming up. I mean, nobody told us we can't go to Omaha. And that's what we'll be playing for the next 2 weeks.
Of course, the disappointment from Oklahoma City comes in that the two losses will likely knock the Aggies out of a chance for a top eight seed. As a matter of fact, the Boyd's World RPI projection this morning has them 13th after they had climbed to eighth going into the tournament. And that means that if A&M wins their regional this weekend, then they would likely have to win at another team's home park for a second straight trip to the College World Series. But hey, that's how they did it last year, you recall, beating Florida State 2 out of 3 in Tallahassee. Now, we'll post the seeds and the Olsen Field schedule on our website after the 11 a.m. announcement. Waco will with host Baylor and Houston with host Rice were all in the other Texas cities selected as hosts. The other 13 were Baton Rouge with LSU hosting, South Carolina hosting, Florida hosts in Gainesville. From the ACC, North Carolina will host in Chapel Hill, Virginia at Charlottesville, and Miami at Coral Gables, and Florida State in Tallahassee, and North Carolina State in Raleigh. From the Pac-12, Oregon in Eugene, UCLA in Los Angeles, Stanford at Palo Alto, and Arizona at Tucson. And from the Big Ten, Purdue will host in Gary, Indiana. After the Aggies were eliminated Friday night, Missouri went on to eliminate Kansas on Saturday, and yesterday they held on to beat Oklahoma 8-7 to win their final Big 12 sporting event. The Tigers, of course, will join the Aggies in the SEC July 1st. Could have been a really bizarre ending to the Colonial Golf Championship yesterday in Fort Worth. Zach Johnson had a 3-shot lead on Jason Duffner as he putted for what he thought was a par and a 3-shot win on the final hole. He made the putt, and that's good, because Johnson was later reminded that he forgot to replace his ball in the correct spot on the green before making the putt, and he was assessed a 2-shot penalty. So, had he missed that 5-footer, well, there would have been a tie in a playoff. He actually won by 1 shot. Johnson's last PGA Tour win was at Colonial 2 years ago. Starter Hugh Darvish posted his 7th victory yesterday, and the Rangers got a 12-6 win over the Toronto Blue Jays. Adrian Beltre and Ian Kinsler both homered for the Rangers. Jerry Hairston Jr. had a career-high 5 hits yesterday as the Dodgers beat the Astros 5-1. And Manu Ginobili scored 26 points, and the Spurs won their 19th in a row to tie the NBA record for longest winning streak kept alive in the playoffs, beating the Oklahoma City Thunder 101-98 to open the Western Conference Finals. Indy 500 winner, it's again Dario Franchitti for the third time. He was in the winner's circle yesterday. And Andy Roddick has been beaten on the first day of the French Open. American ousted by 88th-ranked Nicolas Mahut of France. That's your sports. Thank you, everybody, for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.